hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
So, you know in NCAA, how most teams have walkout songs now? Mm-hmm. You ever see them? Like, I think it was, I don't know if it's, no, it's not West Virginia. There's one team that walks out with Metallica, and the whole crowd goes crazy. It's one I don't know which university it is, but one of them. But anyway, yeah. That song would be my choice.
That song?
Yeah, I think so.
War Pigs.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it feels like you're going to battle.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How it starts like that, and you'd be like in the locker room. And it starts slow like that, and you get all going, then it comes in, and you're walking down the tunnel,
yeah,
and it keeps going.
And you feel like you're going in a battle with your teammates, and you got to win
you
the game.
You die on that field for them. I like this. Was that Black Sabbath, or was that Ozzy?
That was Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Well, big song.
Yeah, we'll do a new one next
War week. Pigs, Die on the Field. Yeah, we'll talk football. So let's talk football. So I think about that song, I think about right away, is the Miami Dolphin and Buffalo Bill game, where somebody potentially almost died on the field.
Ouch.
Concussion again.
Third time.
Yeah, third time. So, coming from a huge Miami Dolphin fan, it was tough to see. That was tough to watch because there was so much upside in this season for me and for probably a lot of people watching it. And before the season started, everybody saying, can Miami win the big games? Which that was a huge game.
Yeah.
Huge game.
I actually thought they were going to win that game. I thought they were going to come out on fire in this season. And I'm not a Dolphins fan.
Okay. I won't hold that against you.
But seeing Tua injured, that hurts the NFL. That's not just the Dolphins. That hurts the whole sport.
Yeah.
When you see that stuff.
Yeah. But in that game, high expectations for that game. Everybody thought that was going to be a game. Everybody said the Dolphins needed to win that game.
Yeah.
And so obviously,
it's the game everyone wanted to watch.
And that's why it was the first Thursday. It was a Thursday nighter, not the first one, but it was the second Thursday nighter.
Yeah.
Thursday nighter game. Yeah. Everybody's watching it. It's prime time, huge game. And there's a pick right away. So right off the bat, the Dolphins didn't look. But you're also playing Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. As long as you got Josh Allen, you can probably meet any team.
I always say if Josh Allen is on the field, Buffalo Bills have a chance to win the game.
Any game. Yep.
Yeah. I would take Josh Allen for my quarterback any day.
Of all quarterbacks you would take, Josh Allen would be your guy.
If I was building a team to win the Super Bowl today, this year, today, you win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Love Tua. He proved it last year. He's a great quarterback, like from his accuracy and his yards.
Even though he throws left.
Yeah, which is weird. But he led the league, right, in yards. I think him and Dak. I think him and Dak were the 1-2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yards to a
But I would take Josh Allen, I think, as my quarterback. Just because when the ball's in his hand, he will do what he has to win the game.
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman size running the ball. He has no fear, and even when he gets hurt, he just shakes it off anyway.
He's country strong.
Yeah,
he's a farmer. He's a country.
I did not know that. No.
Yeah. Oh no, really?
So he threw around. He has like a
potato farm or something. Yeah, it's all over. Yeah, he has like a farm. He's a farmer in the off season.
Maybe that's why he is the way he is. Yeah.
But in that game, I don't think Miami's defense played to where they should have played.
Well, if you look at some of the guys on their defense, really supposedly great defensive players,
get paid the money.
You're getting paid big bucks, man. You got to step up, and sometimes. Well, I'm not sure about all this money flying around.
So you got Jalen Ramsey, highest paid cornerback right now, I think.
He is.
Right?
Highest paid.
And I get it. He's got a job to do, right?
Yep.
And he's got to cover that one and receiver and whatever. But they still got 31 points on the board. And that was before, I'm pretty sure, the Tua thing, the concussion. They already had the points on the board. By halftime, the game was over.
Yeah.
Tua was still in the game.
So
Buffalo came to play.
Yeah, whether Tua played that whole, like, I didn't. Dolphins are capable of scoring at any time. Like, you know, they're
haven't yet this year.
I mean, we're only 2 weeks in though. So, just 2 weeks is not indicative of how the season is going to end for all these teams. Like, some of these teams that are people are thinking, oh my God, cream of the crop. these guys are going to be so good by like all year. It's not going to happen. So some of these are going to crumble, like these 2-0 teams now. Some of those.
Okay. And saying that's a good point, because we talk about 2-0 teams. So yes. A couple 2-0 teams out there right now.
Yeah. Are they real?
That are like, oh boy, and put a ton of points up on the board. So let's say New Orleans, tons of points. I don't, how many points did they put up on the board so far? They put up 44.
I think against they put up last week was 44. Weeks, yeah. They're on fire.
Yeah, a lot of points.
First year offense coordinator Kubiak.
Points.
2-0. That offense that he, the scheme that he runs, I mean, it gives defenses problems. I think it's the same offense that San Francisco runs. So now I can see why Dallas got smoked by the Saints, because that's exactly what happened. They couldn't stop the run.
Got smoked.
Play action smoked. Pass, right? Dallas struggles smoked. With that.
But Dallas offense played okay, they could have got a lot going. But Dax didn't have a bad game.
Yeah.
I think he had a better game than Carr.
He wasn't on the field enough, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I think. Like, the defense was on the field a ton.
Yeah.
And got scored on.
They got scored on quickly. It's that not was like the Dallas thing, didn't too, have though. Time.
Was there a turnover right away? No. But Dallas went 0-0 out, like, both drives. Not even a field goal went up right away? No, a field goal went up,
I think. They got a field goal. But they're a red zone problem team now. They get in the red zone, they struggle. They don't
got the running anymore, though.
They got a great kicker. I'm not worried about the kicking. That kicker is crazy good. But every time they get in scoring position, they either get a penalty or Dak makes a mistake. So when you say, you know, it's not Dak's fault, I mean, he's the guy that's supposed to punch in the touchdown, and he doesn't.
Okay, but who's the running back? Who's their number one back?
Isn't that a good question?
Like, who's their number one back?
They're doing the running back by committee thing. And it's not. Like the old I don't necessarily agree with it. Thing? Meanwhile, you get rid of Pollard, and Pollard looks fantastic.
Is he having a great year right now?
I mean, he's their RB1.
Yeah, but why did they get? Was it a contract? He didn't have a contract? He was up.
Yeah, I mean,
he just got signed.
Dallas just more money. Want to pay him the money.
Well, right? They had to pay though. Look where they had to pay out. When you got to pay CeeDee Lamb and Dak, your running back's going down the list.
Yeah,
he's getting bumped.
Yeah,
because you got to pay these two guys.
Yeah, and they're also scared because they. They signed Elliott to the record deal when they did, and then that kind of fell apart. Now he's back with the team for probably making minimum wage. I mean,
yeah, he's probably making time. Just run the ball.
I'm kidding.
He's probably just run the ball.
He's definitely making good money, but
I think Elliott went back for a victory run, hoping Dallas could go all the way. It's projected as they should never have lost that game.
Dallas shouldn't have what?
Dallas should be 2-0.
Dallas should be really
no.
No.
No, I'm saying the season started, you would have predicted Dallas 2-0.
Oh, you would predict that there's no way that even the beating that the Saints put on the Panthers, there's no way that anyone would predict that the Saints would come into Dallas.
No way.
Smoke them as much
you
as
you wouldn't have bet that game.
Yeah.
On New
home
Orleans.
Opener.
No way. Yeah. No way. But they did. So Dallas defense didn't play to where I find they should have.
Yeah. Whatever.
You got the Parsons of the world, you got the Diggs of the world. These guys get paid money to do what they do best. And to tell you the truth, I watched this game, even though I'm not a huge fan, right? But I thought that game was worth watching. And I didn't hear Parsons a lot.
No. To be honest with you, I think he was moving around so much that the scheme that the offensive was running on the Saints was always going in the different direction than he was. And I think he showed up a few plays. But if you look at Zimmer, the new defense coordinator in Dallas, I don't know if
from Minnesota. Where did he come from?
Well, he used to be a head coach at Minnesota. Yeah, but if you go way back, he was a defense coordinator of Dallas 20 years ago.
Before Minnesota.
Way before Minnesota. Oof. Yeah.
So is it fair to say New Orleans outcoached them from offense, defense?
The offense, I mean, if you think of
defense couldn't figure it out. They couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, if you think of we go back to the Somme War Pigs, you think of a war of the offense against the offense dominated the defense. They completely just scored at will on the defense. So it's how is that? Is it execution? Is it guys X's and O's, don't understand X's and O's?
Guys on the line?
On the defense?
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
No, but they don't have the right guys. The defense and tackle.
The
running game on Dallas is their weak. That's been their weakest point for, I feel like it's been 10 years.
Maybe really?
More. Yeah. They just can't stop the run.
But their secondary is great.
Don't worry about their secondary. Don't worry about necessarily their linebackers. Their defensive line, and if you don't have a good defensive line or you don't have a good offensive line, both sides of the ball struggle, right?
Yeah, and I think that you can see that in some games right away. If you don't have a good offensive line, you're toast.
Yeah, you can't.
Unless your quarterback could move like a Lamar.
Yeah.
You're toast. Which,
if you're a run blocking team, you're good at that. You hopefully you're going to be able to run the ball well to set up your pass. Yeah. But if you can't protect the quarterback, you can't win in this league.
No, no. They're not, unless you got to release that ball fast.
Yeah. Speaking of fast, I mean, Caleb Williams, they say he's got less than 2 seconds to get rid of the ball.
Well, he's not having a good year.
But we won't talk about that.
Yeah, but I went. That's a struggle. But and
he'll
but
be good.
They will. You got to, like, listen, we've watched a lot of rookie quarterbacks come in. And there's a few, like, there's not everyone's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Well, there isn't only one Patrick
Mahomes. Right? Yeah. You not get all the, and everybody thinks that number one draft pick is going to be Patrick Mahomes. Okay, it's not.
So you're talking about Bryce Young?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's taking the short end of the stick a bit, but does he not understand it, maybe?
Well, I mean, turnover, like, they fire head coaches, they bring in new coordinators. It's got to be confusing for the kid.
To me, he reminds me a lot of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He'll find it. It's just, where's it going to go? It's going to take that team.
Yeah, everyone thought Baker was going to turn into, like, a journeyman. Now he's, maybe, like,
the Dolphins trade for him.
For who? Oh.
Young.
Yeah.
Never know.
Or Trey Lance or someone.
Whatever. But I'm saying, like, I think the kid's just getting short end of the stick. And the team's not great.
And Tannehill said he's not interested. They actually reached out to him.
Because
he's not interested in being a, what is it? Because
Tua's going to come back.
A temporary measure or whatever, right?
Because if Tua comes back in week 7 or 8, whatever they're thinking he's going to,
yeah,
he's playing the game.
Yeah, plus
they're
going to
put him on the field.
He's got bad memories from there anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's suffered there.
Well, yeah, it was horrible years, but that's okay. But yeah, it's one of those things where I think Dallas should have won that game, and they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I totally disagree.
So they're 1-1.
I just don't see how the way their defense played and the offense. Well, it's not like they were clicking. I mean, even the touchdown the long touchdown that Lamb got. I mean, he had two guys on. I mean, they just missed tackled them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not buying anything that Dallas is throwing right now.
So Dallas is what, 1-1.
1-1.
So then who else? So Eagles are 1-1.
Eagles. That was an unfortunate loss for them, but bad coaching.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the coach.
I don't even know if his players are.
Yes. You lose the room. This is not good.
I'm just saying Jalen Hurts and him have a little bit of, like, I don't know if anything's true because we never really know, but there's a lot of talk about whether, so, you know, they see eye to eye.
Yeah. So they're what? So they lost to Atlanta. Nail biter. You got to give it to Kirk Cousins and Atlanta Falcons. They came back on that drive to win the game.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, you want to talk about stats. They had a 98.67% chance to win that game, and they lost.
What's his thing? How you like that?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that. With no timeouts.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's still, listen, I like Kirk Cousins. And I really, you know what? I really liked him when I watched the quarterback on Netflix. Just a humble dude.
I've yet to watch that.
No, really?
I don't know why I haven't. I just have not had time.
So, like, very humble dude, right? Like, religious guy, goes to church, got young kids. You know what I mean? Goes home, make sure he tucks them in after games and stuff like that. Like, very humble dude. Like, I really liked him. From that, I make me like him, right?
Yep.
You don't hear much about the guy. He just plays football.
Yeah, he keeps to himself.
Right.
Yeah,
so
he's a religious dude. I know that.
It doesn't bother me if I see him win. Right?
Yeah. No, I like Kirk.
It doesn't bother me.
I've actually, just a little tip. Like, I was in to Arizona to watch an NFL game, and he was playing for Washington at the time.
Washington was his first.
And I'll be honest, like, I saw him, like, warming up, and dude, that guy's got touch on the ball, like, clean throw, lands in the perfect spot. He's got a really good touch on the ball,
and he had a great career in Minnesota.
Oh yeah,
great career. Well, they've always made playoffs, and he was there.
His numbers are fantastic. Yeah. He was his knock on him was always, like, couldn't win in primetime, but he's proven that wrong.
So Atlanta's in with they're in the South. Who's in their division?
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Well, the Saints are in that division,
right?
Aren't
they? So yeah.
In San Francisco.
Are San Francisco in that division?
Oh,
no.
Man, maybe I'm.
I don't think it's San Fran, is it?
I thought New Orleans and San Fran were in the same division, but in Atlanta as well, but I could be wrong.
The New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers. So,
okay.
Both, I think Tampa's doing well.
After all these years, I still can't get the division straight.
Well, in the NFC, because for the past couple of years, the NFC South has been a 500 division.
Yeah, so no like,
they've been 500. Really, at the end of the day, the guys, whoever's been coming
but
out
someone
of there,
makes the playoffs.
Someone makes the playoffs, and it's 500. But anyway, so Atlanta, Philly. I think Philly was outcoached. I think the coach makes horrendous calls.
Yeah.
All the time.
I would say that's not being out-coached. That's just bad coaching.
Bad coaching. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay, you're right. 100%. Yeah.
Like he should have ran the ball, and with no, the Atlanta had no timeouts. Should have ran the ball, but he decided to pass the ball.
Yeah, and Barkley's having a great year.
Oh, Barkley is amazing.
Okay, he dropped the ball. He fumbled it.
But that's whatever. That's on the coach.
It is.
But here's an interesting extra point. I mean, do you know that the offensive coordinator, like, how much does the offensive coordinator have in the play call? Isn't he calling the plays?
Yeah, I mean,
so most teams. Sirianni's not calling the play. Kellen Moore, who's the ex Dallas Cowboys offense coordinator and the ex Charger offense coordinator, is the one calling the plays. And he left Chargers. He's left Cowboys. Now he's with Philly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're
there,
right.
There looks to be a problem in the actual coordination of that offense.
But this is first year?
First year, yeah.
But they never had an offensive problem last year.
I don't know why they hired him.
Yeah, but they didn't have an issue last year with offense. They were at all cylinders.
Yeah, it's their defense. Last year. Yeah. It's their defense. Yeah. And their defense is kind of letting them down again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I had more expectations for Philly. And listen, it's only – we're going through week three. Okay, listen, we got lots of time of football, a lot of football left.
Yeah, I mean –
but this is the part of the season right away, like, out of the gate. You don't want bad habits.
No. And they're
creating bad habits already, especially with the coach calling, like the play calling right away.
Yeah, and their strength of their apparent – you know, they have some big, like, talented dudes on defense. It's like
– and offense.
Yeah, and I'm not even worried about their offense necessarily. Yeah.
Well, what they get up points last week.
With A.J. Brown being out, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the guy's a machine.
You know, but they still got Smith. They still got Burke. They still got Goddard. Like, they have some good players.
Yeah.
Their offense isn't the problem. And Jalen Hurts, he adds a complete another dimension, like kind of like a Lamar in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, he's an Alabama boy, right? He runs a lot. He's in Alabama, and I think
– what does that mean?
Alabama University. He came out of it.
Yeah, but he's
I think all the quarterbacks come out of there.
They're very athletic.
Yeah, they got that winning, like, charisma on them. Right? They always want the ball in their hand to win, like the drive or the whatever. Sure. Right? I just think, if Philly made it to the Super Bowl again, let's say they made the Super Bowl this year, and I'd say, can they beat Kansas City if Kansas City goes to the Super Bowl? No. I don't think so.
No. So you think that although Philadelphia almost won the Super Bowl,
I don't think they can.
You think if they repeated that event, they wouldn't be close to Kansas City.
Again, no.
Yeah.
I think if this year went Kansas City, Philly, I don't think Philly would be able to beat Kansas City.
Like Kansas City is just
I think by coach alone.
That much.
By coach alone. I think the guy's his own worst enemy.
Fair.
Like, maybe he tries too hard to out-coach other coaches. I don't know.
Then I think with the offense coordinator, like, I'm sorry, I don't believe in this guy.
But doesn't remind you a lot of the coach of Philly? Reminds you a lot of the coach of the Jets?
Who?
The Jets.
Oh, the Jets.
For some reason, to me, they're like the identical coach. It's like they're the same coach.
Meaning that they're just waiting till it's the end.
It's just just like, you know, it's like every game is like a nail biter, and they're waiting for
the
wrong call.
Although the Jets guy, it looks like he's just angry. He just looks angry a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, he's been coaching the Jets for a while. He's been coaching the Jets. I mean, would you not be angry for a bit after a while?
But the Philly guy just looks confused.
Yeah, maybe because the whole coaching staff's Italian on the sideline, and I'm Italian, they're probably like, this isn't soccer.
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? But yeah, I think
Philly territory.
I think Philly will not come out of the NFC. Like, they will not go to the NFC Championship this year. I don't see it.
Okay, well, we won't see predictions. I mean,
I just don't see it.
If they don't go, then
because to me the NFC is getting stronger a bit now. Yeah, I think they're getting a lot stronger now. Like, you look at some of these teams. Like, is the New Orleans Saints real? I don't know. Is the Atlanta Falcons real? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Are the Detroit Lions real? Are the same team as last year? I don't know. But seems like it's getting the NFC's closing now a bit.
Yeah, there's more parity.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the word. Yeah.
Where in the AFC, until someone says otherwise, Kansas City.
Except for the nail biter against Cincinnati.
Yeah, they shouldn't have won that game.
They shouldn't have won
Kansas
that
City.
Game. Why shouldn't they?
Kansas City should actually be 0-2.
Who did what? Why?
Yeah, because they haven't even been in. They've been in every game, but they've actually been in position to lose.
But they won.
I know who they are as far as winners. They always find a way. But okay, forget the first win. But the game against Cincinnati, that penalty, they gave them the field goal to kick the winner. I mean, they didn't deserve to win that game.
Cincinnati
deserved to win that game.
I get what you're saying. Yes, that was a pass interference call.
Yeah, I know it. I know it's still.
I get it. No,
it's
no,
the
I
right
know,
call.
I, I totally agree what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Wow. Didn't that work out well
yeah,
for you?
Okay. I get it. Yes. Yeah. If that call never happened, would they have still been able to drive and get a field goal? Now, history says yes.
Yeah.
Because anytime the ball is in Patrick Mahomes' hand.
Yeah. It was just unfortunate for Cincinnati, to my mind, to lose that game because they deserve to win that game.
And I think they needed to win that game.
You think, yeah, well.
Cincinnati, I think that really, really got them as a team because a lot happened Cincinnati this year, right?
But they Cincinnati lost a ton of players. Notoriously a slow starter every single year.
But they also lost a lot of players. And I don't think, I think the Jamal Chase.
Well, Higgins is back.
Is he back now?
Yeah.
Week four or something like
that? Yeah.
They lost Mixon, but Mixon actually was a little bit of a head case last year.
Yeah.
But do you not find the Jamal Chase thing really weird? You don't think that dividing the room up maybe a little bit?
Yeah, I don't agree with Chase for one reason. He still has 2 years on his contract.
Right.
When you have 2 years on your contract, you usually let it go. But he decides that, you know, because of the wide receiver market, he thinks that he deserves a redo now. Sorry, dude. That's not how it works. You got to wait until you have 1 year left on your contract. Great. Yeah. They'll renegotiate with you. They'll come to the table with you.
Like everybody else.
Yeah. Like, follow the rules, man. Like, you're making a big deal out of, you're going to get paid. Like, what are you worried about?
Oh, he's top five.
You're going to get paid.
Right?
Yeah. Just wait.
Top five receiver in the league?
Yeah.
Is he top five?
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you, okay.
I know top 10 for sure, but I don't know. Like, can I name
five?
Well, now you're putting me on the spot.
That's okay.
I mean, okay. Jefferson, Lamb, Tyreek.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm almost there. I might be hard pressed.
Okay. But if you start looking at, now the future, like Harrison Jr., I know he's rookie year.
Yeah, he's.
But
gonna,
I could see him way better than Jamal Chase.
He reminds me of like a CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, and Justin Jefferson a bit.
Yeah, they're gonna be ballers for a long time.
Has Jamal Chase ever led the league?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I
know he had. He's got big numbers.
He does. I mean, but to me, that's got to be a little bit out of an uncomfortable locker room, because some guys are probably like, man, this is my contract year.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not. They're not even talking to me.
They're not talking to me.
Yeah, you got 2 years left on your contract.
Right?
Why should they talk to
you? So to me, maybe not, because listen, at the end of the day, they're professionals. They all get paid a lot of money to be professionals, so they should learn how to roll that stuff off.
Yeah.
But to me, that's going to pay. I think it's going to pay a factor in this season. Now it might not. Maybe I'm just talking like what I would feel. Like maybe I'm the guy in the room saying this is total bullshit. Like it's not fair. Right. But it can't be good for the culture. It can't.
No, it's
so
a.
So now,
he
to
can
me,
a,
they already have an
room
obstacle.
Divide,
and to me, that's already an obstacle for the Cincinnati Bengals,
yeah.
Because I think expectations were high this year for them too, and I think that was a curveball the team never seen coming.
Yeah.
And now it hit them, and now they're like, "Oh boy, how do we get over this?"
Yeah.
So
I mean,
now
plus,
it's
plus
like,
did Higgins get his money?
I don't know.
Like, I'm just, I don't know either. I'm just saying, like, you got another guy on your team that maybe he already is in the position to get a new contract, and then meanwhile you're crying in the corner because you don't have a new contract. Just wait your turn, man. You're gonna get your money.
You know,
I could say that about Parsons in Cowboys. Like, he's got 2 years. They could have easily thrown money at him, but he's
and they will though.
But he's saying, oh, I'm willing to wait. Well, because he's doing the right thing.
Well, yeah,
like your agent has something to do with that. Like, who's your agent, and why isn't he giving you the right information?
Yeah,
like
you're right.
Just sit down.
So I think that's what's gonna happen to them. But the Bengals. Listen, I like Joe Burrow. I think he's a fun guy.
Yeah, he'd be
It's almost like he went to a whole new
He'd be a great teammate,
yeah.
I think.
I just don't think they're there. And who's in? Okay, so they're the North, right?
Right.
So they have Pittsburgh, which is going to be, we don't know. I don't know what Pittsburgh is going to be anymore.
Yeah, although I hope they keep Fields in.
I mean, you know,
just
me
let
too.
Him grow.
And I love Watt.
Yeah,
I love Watt.
Oh, well, who can not love Watt?
Another player you'd want on your team all the time.
Yeah.
So they got Pittsburgh.
He's a game wrecker.
So Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Who am I missing?
Baltimore. Yeah.
Who am I missing? Cleveland.
Is it Chargers?
Is it Cleveland?
Cleveland. Yeah.
Cleveland.
You're right. I don't know why I get those. Okay.
So Baltimore division. It's Baltimore's division to lose, right? Ideally,
it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they ran away with it last year, and maybe
that's what
before,
I'm saying.
I don't know.
But like at the beginning of the year, 2 weeks ago, you would have said Baltimore. Like if you were circling.
Yeah. I know they lost.
Going two with a huge game coming.
And they gave it up last week.
Big game this weekend, Baltimore and your Dallas Cowboys.
Did I say I was a Cowboy
fan?
Yes,
you did.
I did. You okay. Did. Well, everyone, just so you know, I might not always talk highly of the Cowboys, but I am a Cowboys fan because I've been a Cowboys fan.
That, okay, 0-2 Baltimore forever. Ravens, 1-1 Dallas Cowboys. What game with this out of this game was more important for? Is it Dallas or is it Baltimore? Who has to win this game?
I'll be honest. I think it's equal. Like I mean,
well, of course, everybody's got to win.
It might,
like,
no, but it may be 49-51%. Like meaning, like that's so crucial that this team wins this.
Because one could go 0-3, one goes 1-2.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say it's more important the Ravens win.
Because 0-3 Ravens.
But because they're away, so they're in Dallas.
Okay.
So for Dallas to lose two home games in a row. That would really, really like say something about what's going on there.
And especially if it's another defensive breakdown.
Oh, that can't happen. I know.
Right? And that's why I think a little bit more. I think I agree with you with the like 49-50 or, you know, 48-50.
Yeah, just.
I agree.
That's
but
why
to mine,
the game might be a coin flip.
Yeah. To mine, it's a little leans more to Dallas because you got
44. Even though they're 1-1. And
yeah, because they got 44 points put up against them at home last week.
Yeah, horrible.
Against New Orleans Saints. 44.
Yeah. Well, their last game, that was...
You never would have guessed over under that.
Yeah.
There's no way, right?
Yeah. But the last game at home in Dallas, they also put up over 44 points against the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs at home.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So
right?
What are they doing at home right now?
That's what I'm saying. So you went... Okay, so that's a huge point. So Green Bay at home, like pretty much...
They smoked them.
Smoked them. You start the season away and you win. You come back home...
And
you get 44 points put on you again.
You
now you're back home again against a Baltimore team that could put points on the board. They have weapons.
Yeah.
So to me, that's why it leans a little bit to Dallas because of defense.
Okay.
The Dallas defense has to show up to this game.
Okay.
Because I think Dax could do his part.
Okay. Dallas' defense is going to show up. But you know what? They might not.
Oh, no, yeah.
And the reason why I say is because they have the worst run defense. They might be in the history of football. Because every single time they play a team that concentrates on the run, they seem to lose. They cannot stop the run. They have no defensive tackle that can make a play in the middle of the field. The offensive linemen always overpower them in the middle, and those guys just have open holes to run free, and they just get destroyed.
And then you come out of the defensive huddle of Dallas Cowboys, and you set, and you look up, and you have... You're staring at Lamar Jackson, and to the right of him, you're staring at Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And you're saying, who's running?
Yeah. And I mean, are you going to be able to actually stop them?
I don't know.
Like, just because you go into a game thinking that our job is to stop the run, that doesn't mean you're going to stop it. I actually think that Dallas is in trouble in this game. I think it'll be a close game just because of Dallas and Dak, because I think he plays a good game in this one. And also because Baltimore lost their defensive coordinator from last year. And the Ravens defense, Ravens defense doesn't look like the same Ravens defense either.
That could, Miami got him. The Baltimore defensive coordinator, didn't he?
I thought McDonald became the head coach somewhere.
I don't know. Either way, I think you're right. You know what? I totally agree with you about this game. I totally do.
So you actually think that Dallas is going to lose, or because you say that they're more desperate?
Yeah, but
you agree with me, but
yeah. You know what? I'm going to backtrack and I'm going to go, it's a 50-50 split. But I just think Dallas Cowboys
at home,
if they lose two games. Okay, think about this. We're kind of, I guess you could say, we're the social media too of everything. But imagine Dallas Cowboys lost again this weekend. Every sports desk, center, whatever, is going to come at them on all angles.
Yeah.
All angles.
They already are.
But if Baltimore goes 0-3, are they going to come at them that hard? Or they'll say they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's Lamar Jackson they're going to figure out.
Maybe. I mean, in their division.
But Dallas is a lot of pressure.
In their division, I would agree that Baltimore has a distinct advantage even if they were to lose.
But the Dallas Cowboys always have that extra pressure put on them because they're America's team.
Yeah. Some people would say they're not America's team anymore. That's an old school thought.
But there's always that. It seems like they're always under.
Because I think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Is America's team now.
Really?
Isn't it?
No, like the Midwest American team.
Every couple of years it changes.
Midwest American team.
Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift probably has more fans than the NFL. Yeah.
Well, my girls watch now. But okay,
Let's not go there.
Yeah. So Dallas, Baltimore, big game. So Dallas and Philly.
Huge game. Like probably, people like to quote the game of the week. That's probably game of the week.
I would say game of the week.
Yeah, and not because...
I would say game of the week.
Just circumstances alone, and
it's not a night game, is it? Is it like 1 o'clock game Sunday?
It's a good question. It would probably be a
4
o'clock.
Yeah, it's not the Sunday nighter.
It's not the Sunday.
No,
night.
It's not. Okay, so Dallas is 1-1. Philly's 1-1. Right?
Yeah.
So in the Philly and the Eagles got the Saints.
Oof. Yeah. That's gonna be a good one. Yeah, I wonder
is it the same Saints rolling?
I'll be honest, I think the Saints offense with Kubiak is something to be reckoned with. I actually think that New Orleans is still going to put up points, but I think maybe Derek Carr comes back to earth a little bit. You know, I just don't. This guy's a strange quarterback. I mean, is it?
I hope not, because I picked him up this week for my fantasy.
Okay.
So can he not come back to earth this week? How about next week?
The one thing that destroyed real football, fantasy football. Oh my gosh.
But
let's, Derek Carr is just an enigma when it comes to like just sometimes the dude is just like he's on fire, and then other times he looks like he's just got drafted. Like,
do you think do you think he could be like overconfident some games if he comes off like, okay, so yeah, two huge wins,
maybe
a lot of points, so which is good for confidence, right? Seems like you have kind of a younger team. It's good for confidence. Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, he looks
last like, week he looks ran like what he, over 100 yards last game, couple touchdowns. Like
he leads
four touchdowns. What did he get?
He got three. I know he got three
last year.
But he leads the league in yards per carry.
And that wasn't.
Yeah, 5.7 yards per attempt. So he leads the league. He looks like he's the younger Kamara.
Which
did I say? Did I Kamara? Or Kamara.
Kamara. Whatever. But I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't. No,
because you look at running backs like, you know, as they get older, like, are they going to slow down a bit? So you look at it like, so I look at him kind of like a Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's a red zone guy to me now.
Yeah, I think at his career right? point.
So Kamara, yeah. I didn't see this game. I never would have took Kamara.
Yeah.
To lead the Saints to victory, yeah. right? And over Dallas. Now they got the Eagles, and I think there's a big game for the Eagles too. If the Eagles go down and go 1-2.
Yeah.
And the Saints go 3-0, right? So yeah. The 1-2 Eagles, does the panic button hit for the Eagles? 1-2.
I think so, because I'll put it this way. The Eagles, if they don't show something, like they have to be really, really hungry in this one, because the way they lost, they probably couldn't wait to get back on the field. Like they've been just like, they're probably so eager to prove something and prove something to the nation. So that's why I think. Like, I'll go out and say it right now. I think the Saints take a step back, and Philadelphia actually wins this game. I'm not. It's not because of
who's at home,
and it's not because of Philadelphia's coach, because I think he's not a good coach. And I mean, I shouldn't say he's not a good coach. I just think his coaching is questionable. But how much of that goes on the offense coordinator, right?
Yep.
But I actually truly think that, you know, the law of averages. The way the Saints are playing and how pissed the Eagles must be considering what happened last week, that they actually show what people, you know, show the nation or whatever what they're made of, and I think they show up in this game.
So,
and
Saints at home. Saints at home. I don't know if you knew it, but Saints are at home.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, the Saints are at home. Big deal.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
Vegas got the Saints, but it makes sense why Vegas has the Saints, because of their 2-0.
Yeah. And Vegas is known to, like, you know, call in a couple plays here and there. Yeah. So we'll see, right?
Yeah. So you got, yeah. Okay, but I think I'm going Saints.
Yeah, no, I can see why you would go Saints.
I think they're riding this wave.
I just think that there's, you know, there's always the, you know, the law of averages and the things that like creep into teams when they win and when they lose. And then some teams just becomes hungry and the other team is just kind of like, you know, we're really good. We're an amazing team this year. Are you? You're 2 weeks in.
So, and saying that, there's the Cardinals are playing the Lions.
There's another
both
crazy,
1-1, both yeah, 1-1.
But the Cardinals actually looked like they were going to be Buffalo first week.
They did. So yeah. I thought the Cardinals, when they came out that game against Buffalo, I was like, ooh,
yeah,
they got better. And Kyle Murray's got a ton to prove this year.
He does.
He's got a ton.
He's got a lot of naysayers, and actually, I think he looks pretty good.
I think he's got more naysayers than followers. Like, he's got a ton.
And, yeah, I mean.
And there was a crumble. They did a crumble, but it's Josh Allen.
Yeah, but what athlete doesn't want to prove to everyone, like, out? Like, they always play with chip. Like, that's why you're supposed to play the sport with a chip on your shoulder. And as far as I'm concerned, Murray is looking like a different dude. He just looks like he's decision-making. is better. His and getting a weapon like Harrison, who's gonna develop.
Yeah, Harrison Jr. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, like you guys are gonna be looking pretty good. And the defense, I mean, I don't know much about the defense because like who's following Arizona, but they can't be. They don't look that bad either.
So they put 41 points up on the board last week against the Rams, and I know the Rams.
It's still.
Still 41 points. So they came off of the loss against Buffalo.
Against supposedly a well-coached team, too.
And, I mean, what did they put up against Buffalo? They put up points against Buffalo.
They put up.
They just crumbled.
Didn't they go up 17? 28, yeah.
So they put 28 points up against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Lost 34-28, which is, they still put 28 points up. Right?
Yeah.
Then they came back the following, put another 41 points up on the board. Right?
So their offense.
And
is,
now they got the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Is it the Lions at home? And if the Lions at home would be tough.
I'm not sure, actually.
Because it's Detroit. Right, and they're loving what the Lions did last year.
Yeah,
right.
Everyone loves what the Lions are doing. I mean, they're kind of like the team you
want. No, it's Arizona at home. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Detroit's kind of like the team you want to root for. You know, a coach that you know would like to be your coach just because he's different and Dan I don't Campbell. Know. He's, sorry,
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I mean,
ex tight end. Yeah,
he even played for Dallas, and then I think the Giants.
Even coached Miami.
Even coached. I didn't know that.
Really? Okay. Remember that? Yeah. He coached Miami.
What like head, position coach?
Head coach. He was position, then they made him head coach.
Dan Campbell.
1 year. Head coach of Miami Dolphins.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that was quick. That was that whole
thing. Wow, where the heck was I?
I
missed that one.
Pretty sure that was when they had Jay Cutler for that 1 year too.
Oh my god, yeah. So who was paying attention?
Yeah, nobody. So yeah.
No, but Detroit is not the team. I honestly like it's hard not to root for them, but it also like I don't know if they're as good as people think they are, you know, Detroit.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
I'm not sure.
I think, okay, it's hard not to root for any team coming out of Detroit because it's Detroit.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a blue-collar town, blue-collar team. You know what I mean? When you see them win.
Has never won?
They looked, I mean, last time they put a winning team on the field. I mean,
I meant, they've never won a Super Bowl,
no,
right?
No. Yeah. So you go back and sit there and say, what they did last year was amazing. Every time Dan Campbell was getting interviewed, the guy was like, piss and vinegar, and you're like, this guy's crazy, this coach is nuts, you know, he's eating like raw liver and like this guy's just like crazy, and I'm like,
he works,
I love
out.
It
he's definitely
and I love
fit.
It but I just don't see them doing it again this year.
Yeah, no, I know it, you're,
I just don't
when
see
teams,
it
when teams like you kind of get a target, right? Yeah. Like if teams know you're good, then they gear up towards you and want to beat you, where in the past like no one really cared, like,
right.
Yeah, Detroit, whatever, like they and it was interesting to see, you know, the transition from like transition to Goff from
Stafford.
From Stafford, I mean, you thought that was like the worst move ever.
And did Meanwhile, Stafford win the Super Bowl with the Rams?
He did.
So then right away, everybody was like, "Oh, well,
it paid off.
Paid off. The Rams got a better deal." And
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Detroit messed up again.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't quite look that way. Hmm. You know, I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. Stafford, you won a Super Bowl, but you won a Super Bowl because of the team.
He's also been hurt.
The coaching, you know, I mean, McVay is like a great coach.
Great coach.
Offensive mind.
Great
like,
coach.
Great
yeah.
coach, right?
Yeah.
So he was perfect for Stafford that at that point in his twilight of his career. And you can kind of see the twilight in the career of Stafford now. It's like, dude, man, like, I don't know. The Rams aren't very good.
No.
So that needs to play into some of these. When you destroy a team, like, well, are the Rams actually any good, or is Arizona really good, or are the Rams really bad and Arizona's okay? You know, like,
well, that and you could say that for the Lions. So now the Lions division is what? You got the Lions, you got the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears. Okay, I didn't see the Vikings coming 2-0, and I don't see this lasting with Sam Darnold either. This is just like
the word pretender comes to mind, right?
Big time. Yeah. Hey, this guy's already yelling. Like, you should have never cut me. I mean, or easy, Sam Darnold. We watched you play for a long time, and like,
yeah. Why
now? And now you don't have Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Oh, you lose that guy.
I could throw the ball in the air to Justin Jefferson, and he'll probably catch him and make me look good.
Yeah, you lose a guy like Jefferson, who basically transforms your whole offense. Yeah. Yeah,
the Bears are gonna struggle a lot this year. They gotta find themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean the biggest problem the Bears have is their offensive line.
Right,
they have no offensive line.
And they
so if you can't protect your quarterback, guess what?
Yeah, so they're it's gonna be an up and down year, I think, for the Bears.
Yeah.
I think the Bears and I.
They have some pieces though.
I actually projected the Bears to have a winning season. Right, I want them to. I can see them finishing 500. But
yeah.
I can see them having a better year than last year.
Yeah, there's
and going in the but they're going in the right direction.
Yep. Oh, they're
right.
You drafted the right guy. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, number one wide receiver.
I mean, it's you never know, but I'm pretty sure they drafted the right guy. And then, you know, they'll gather some pieces over the next little while. And you know what? Their strength of schedule isn't very hard, so they're going to play lesser teams too, yeah. right?
Yep.
So, you know, the better team you are, the harder your schedule is. So Chicago could totally be a 500 team.
And then you have the Packers, who, when Love comes back, are a different team. They're 1-1 with Love out, which is great. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So if I'm ownership, if I'm a head coach, whatever.
That's coaching,
if,
man.
If my quarterback, my QB1 goes down,
yeah.
you want your team, obviously, to rally and win games. But when your quarterback comes back and you're 500.
Yeah, you're happy.
You're happy.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah. I think
we survived.
Was it Willis, the backup yeah. quarterback?
Came from Tennessee.
One,
yeah,
1-1. I think Love might be back this week. I don't know if he's back this week.
Well, there's talk that he's coming back.
Right,
which is kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, which is huge for Green Bay. Oh. Green Bay had so much upside at the end of last year.
Oh yeah,
they started like your point. Started off, everybody's like, "Oh boy, is Love even the guy?"
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think if you talk about we underestimate coaching. Coaching, I think. The Packers are one of the best coached teams in the league. Maybe really? Along with San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. Just they always seem like
next man up.
Like, yeah. I mean, you transition from Aaron Rodgers to Love. I know he sat on the bench and all that and all that. But having said all that, it's like that team just seems to be good under their coach. Like, and they just are well coached. You can't just put what is his name? The quarterback that stepped in for Love?
Willis, yeah.
Like, Tennessee just was happy to get rid of him.
Yeah, and then, you're not going to throw in, yeah, like... I mean,
he must have, coached him to play that game without making too many mistakes, obviously. That's just good coaching, winning a game that you're not necessarily expected to win. And they won that game. And then you know how they won that game? By running the ball.
And who's running the ball there?
Jacobs, who's like running.
Did I miss this signing over the offseason?
I know. It was kind of like under the radar a bit.
I was like, everyone what a signing, though.
Because everyone was talking about Barkley.
But what a signing.
Great signing.
Like, the guy had good numbers as a Raider.
The Raiders had no business getting rid of him.
So I mean. And I'm like, and for Green Bay to pick him up after losing, I'm like, okay.
The running back market took a huge turn this season.
Yeah.
There's just no loyalty to them. So they're going to jump around, those running backs. But you get the right guy in the right fit, and it seems like you couldn't have asked for a better guy to come on your team and run the ball. Like, he was the reason why they won the game. Like, putting a backup quarterback in, you're obviously going to rely on the running game. But the other team's going to know that too, and they still couldn't stop it because it has a lot to do with how much a caliber of a running back that he is. He's a great running back.
And the best part is, what is Aaron Jones? Yeah, Aaron Jones went to the Vikings, so they're in the division.
Oh, Jones is on the Vikings.
Yeah, Jones went to the Vikings.
And he wanted to collect the same division.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, I'm okay with a Jacobs to fill in for that.
Yeah,
like Jones not the same runner. Like, come on, he's been doing this for a while.
He's had some pretty big injuries.
Yeah, that's right. Too, I don't know if he's even played a full season in the past couple of seasons.
Well, I don't think he can. He's not a bell cow.
But I'd be like, okay, and Jacobs, sure. Here's my fill-in, and he could do just as good a job.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he was awesome. He's a really good running back.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, they pick up Jacobs?
Yeah,
Jacobs. Crazy.
Jacobs coming out of college that's actually when John Gruden was coaching the Raiders.
John Gruden.
When he drafted him, he said oh yeah, we got a difference maker here.
So can,
and he's right.
So
he was right anyway.
Yeah. So can I ask a question? I'm gonna give you a poll or whatever.
Yeah.
You're saying coach of the year, not coach of the year, but well coached.
Best coach team or whatever.
Best coach team. Who else could have done that with, you know, bringing your backup quarterback and get them to do this and played really well, team gelled. Would you throw in McDermott in that conversation to what the roster the Bills have this year? So the Bills have Josh. I get it. They have Josh Allen. Yeah. I get it. He's a hell of a quarterback and QB1 and Madden cover boy. I get it. He's a great quarterback. But they lost a ton of pieces.
A ton. And
not even by losing, by getting signed somewhere else, even injury.
Yeah.
And you look at their decor, Poyer went to Miami, right? They lost a ton of guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Travis or White. Whatever,
yeah,
White,
they got like you get all that. Right. You look at their like wide receiver core. This rookie they signed, Coleman, doesn't look like this kid's even going to see a ball, even though everybody has his high expectations.
Right.
But you know that could have just been the first two games. Like Josh Allen's maybe still feeling him out, right? Yeah. You still have to have connections with your QB.
Yeah, well, so
maybe Josh Allen's just not like, I'm not ready for you.
Josh has just said like everyone's going to get fed.
That's what I mean. But so Josh may be like, you know what, bud? You're a game five guy right now, right? Yeah. You who knows?
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of guys out there, and they're 2-0. They came back against Arizona.
Yeah, that was actually a good
annihilated Miami, where everybody was saying Miami's going to come out swinging, has to come out swinging this game.
Yeah, they put the hammer down on Miami.
I think McDermott's a pretty good coach. Somehow he always gets these Bills going.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've never been sold on that guy. I don't know what it is, but like. Maybe it's the big games that they've lost that, you know, you thought they were going to.
But it's always Kansas City.
It can happen anyway.
But it's always Kansas City.
Andy Reid and Kansas City. But
it's always Kansas City. The AFC's been Kansas City for a while. Like you got to get through them.
I think he's a good coach, but I just think being a good coach, you know, and knowing that you got Josh Allen in your back pocket, man, that's going to make you a good coach every time.
Just give him the ball.
That's just like, you put the ball in his hands and – the dude just has he just wants to make plays.
He has a killer
instinct. And he doesn't even care if he makes a mistake.
He's a killer instinct.
That's what it is. I know.
Like, that wouldn't even make call. Like, but they also got a new offensive coordinator, which is doing really well.
That's how you would start your football team, Joe, with Josh Allen as your quarterback, right?
Patrick Mahomes. But I'm saying.
No, but I mean, if you were to, if like, age.
If I can make a trade right now. If I can make a trade age, right now.
Isn't he a lot younger than Mahomes? Josh Allen?
No, it can't be that much.
Well, Mahomes is 29, right?
What's Josh Allen? 27, 28, 27? He's got to be up. He's been in the league a while now, Josh Allen.
Yeah, it feels like he's younger. I don't know why. Okay, yeah, you
mentioned. So right. I think what I was trying to say for my point before was, if somebody told me today, which this is just talk, like it's not going to ever happen, but somebody said,
you never know,
we're going to trade, Miami's going to trade Tua for Josh Allen. I wouldn't even think, well, why are you thinking twice?
Well, yeah.
But if you go down the list of teams.
But you would do it out of injury or reason
No,
alone.
just in general. Because to win the game. Yeah, if you go down a list of teams, name a team you want to trade your starting quarterback for Josh Allen. Okay, go. Let's start in the division. The Jets, Rodgers for Allen.
Like just age alone, I would do
it. Okay, Tua for Allen.
Yeah.
Whatever quarterback New England has for Allen.
Yeah, so why don't we just say.
Okay, how about this? Baltimore, Lamar Jackson for Josh Allen.
I would Josh Allen.
Joe Morrow, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Like Joe, I would be. It'd be close though.
CJ Stroud or Josh Allen.
See, I'm not sure. I might actually take a flyer out on Stroud there because of the age.
Okay, I get.
But if it's not, if they were the same age.
Yeah, same age.
I'm taking Josh Allen.
Oh, interesting.
Over any quarterback. But if it's Stroud was like because of the he's only a second year man.
Oh no! Listen, I'm a CJ Stroud fan.
That's why
I'm a Houston fan. Like I think what Houston did in 2 years.
That's also coaching,
and also like ownership. Like what they did in 2 years to put the pieces in place.
Yeah, that quickly.
As much as everybody, and it's so funny because it's always the team that loses the player that talks smack about the player, right?
Right.
So everybody that's a Buffalo Bill fan today says good riddance on Diggs. But when Diggs was at Buffalo Bills, he's the greatest wide receiver ever to touch the turf.
Yeah, because he's on your team.
But I think when they brought in Diggs was one of the greatest things ever.
Houston.
They have such a young wide receiver core.
Yeah,
to and bring a good in one, a veteran player.
Yeah.
That
could be the leader. Yeah.
That could still catch the ball and get the yards. I still think Diggs gets 1,000 yards this year.
Oh, I think they probably have. They could potentially have three guys that get.
But that's what I mean.
Yards.
Like
that's
what they did in Houston to build the team they did and draft. They drafted Dell. Right? Yep. Did they draft Collins? I think so.
Yeah. Nico Collins, yeah.
They drafted these two wide receivers. They drafted CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Like, the most important piece.
And then they bring in a veteran player like Diggs.
And they got the right coach too.
And they got great defensive players.
Yeah.
And the running back is it Mixon? No.
Mixon, yeah. He got hurt though.
Yeah.
But next man.
I just think they're
every year now.
Better.
As long as Stroud is on the field, they're going to be there.
I think so.
Yeah.
As long as Stroud's on the
field. Against the Chiefs.
I don't know.
Or the Bills.
I think if I had to, I think the Houston Texans will figure out before the end, they will be in the wild card game, if not better.
I think better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the end of the year, they're going to get
I
better.
Think they become a potential buy team.
And they're going to get better after every week.
Yeah.
Because these guys are young and they're going to gel and gel and gel. And by the end of the year, by the end of the season, into playoffs, they're going to be such a better team.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be this Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. They're not going to be afraid of any of these teams.
Yeah.
Okay, so we both agree we think Houston's in the mix, right?
Houston is definitely in the mix.
Kansas City's always in the mix.
How could they not be?
Right? You got Baltimore in the mix. And yeah. I'm going to sit there and say, I'm not giving up yet on the Dolphins. Yet. Because we don't know yet.
Yeah,
we don't know yet.
It's
if he comes back, we don't know yet. But I'm not going to say
long season.
I don't think their season's done.
No.
Done. Right? So I'm not giving up on them yet. Cincinnati's in a little bit of the mix.
And yeah, they definitely got to win
right?
This week, though.
And obviously, we can never forget about the Buffalo Bills. They're always in the mix as long as Josh Allen's in that team.
As long as he's still roaming.
So the Bills are in the mix, too. So there's a lot of teams in the AFC still.
Yep.
But they got to beat the Chiefs. But the Bills?
The Bills are number two for sure. Like, right there with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the Bills know that, like, the Chiefs are the team to beat. So does everyone else.
They got to get through the Chiefs.
So, like,
the Bills got to get through the Chiefs.
There's no surprises. Yeah, and I actually think that having said all that about Josh Allen, Jacksonville, talk about a team, you know, that needs to win.
This week.
It's like, what happened to Jacksonville? So here's an interesting little fact. You know, everyone got paid this year, and so did the quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. 8 losses in a row. 8 losses. 51% completion percentage?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this guy? And where did they put him? Like, is he missing? Because what happened to them, man? They were on fire early last season. They fell apart. So is this coaching or is this the quarterback? I mean, is the quarterback coach? Like, what happened?
So,
what happened to Trevor Lawrence?
And it's so funny you
cut
say
your
that
hair, because, maybe.
So funny you say that because, so, I like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's likable.
But I think, because to me, when I watch Trevor Lawrence, it's kind of like I look at the games on the sheet and I say, okay, Jacksonville. And I always, for some reason, think Trevor Lawrence is somebody that he's not, though. I always think, ooh, Trevor Lawrence, he's going to win this game. He's going to get a bounce back game.
Yeah.
But how many times do I have to think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a bounce back game?
Yeah.
And but
I know. I think he looks like just like he's a good actor.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
But there's always something. I'm the same. I'm like, well, it's Trevor Lawrence. But then it's like, what has he done? And why do I think he's always going to win?
Yeah.
I always do think he's going to win.
Yeah.
So, like, in the beginning this year, I'm like, Jacksonville should do good.
Yeah.
Like, but, like,
they seem
why?
Like they should. But he's like,
and why does he get paid so much money?
This is my issue. Like, it seems like he got money, like, not deserving. Like,
well, they ruined the quarterback. They ruined it. Jacksonville ruined it for everybody.
Oh, the
they set that bar for that player. To your point, every other quarterback. Okay, so Trevor Lawrence signs.
Is he started this?
Yeah,
I didn't know
it was
that,
Trevor
actually.
Lawrence.
Oh my God!
So now you sit there and there's a lot of quarterbacks that came after him saying, "I get at least Trevor Lawrence money."
Yeah, who wouldn't say that?
And that was the whole fiasco with Tua this year.
Could say that.
That was the whole fiasco with Tua. With Tua's like, you're telling me I'm not going to get Trevor Lawrence money?
Oh boy.
Dak Prescott was like, I'm not getting Trevor Lawrence money.
Yeah, yeah.
He set that whole bar.
Yeah,
for nothing.
The whole 50 million.
Did they win a wild card game with them?
50 million a year.
Did they win a wild card game? Ever? I don't think so.
I think maybe, but I feel like it wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't the year before.
Maybe it was the year before.
I don't know. I don't think so, because Miami's been a wild
card
for years.
But the guy's fallen off like badly. Like, I don't know of any quarterback that supposedly supposed to be this good fall that flat over the course of more than a half a year of football. Like, it's crazy.
Mm.
And I don't know, like, is it coaching? Definitely blame has to fall on the quarterback. And
he looks like an athlete. Like, he looks like he's the part. You know the guys that look the part?
Of quarterback?
Of any position they're in. They look the part.
Yeah.
So, like, when you look at him, you're like, this guy's QB1 for sure. 100% he's QB1.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's almost like what it's have funny, you done Joe, for me lately?
I don't see that.
No, well, I mean, you don't see it.
No, but I like when field? I, no? when, even when I looked, like when he was in college, I was just like, you know, he scrambled well, he threw the ball on the run well, but maybe there's just something else about this guy that just doesn't make him. I don't see the, like, I look at him and I go, I don't know, man. I don't see it. Like, I just don't see it.
So let's just look. So last year he threw over 4,000 yards.
Which is pretty standard now, man. Right?
Threw 21 touchdowns.
That's
14
pretty, that's
interceptions.
Pretty it's high.
It's high. So he's not 50-50.
Well, it's high for the $50 million a year quarterback. Right? Those guys got to protect the ball.
Four rushing touchdowns. Seven fumbles lost.
That's a lot, yeah.
So you dropped the ball seven times for the other team to... I mean, it could be bad snapping. We got to give him that credit, right?
I don't think it snaps, man. I see a lot of fumbles happen with quarterbacks now because they all run.
Guess how many touchdowns... Okay, here's one. I'll counter you on Trevor Lawrence. How many touchdowns has Trevor Lawrence thrown this year so far? Passing touchdowns.
One.
Yeah, one. One.
Yeah, I know.
In 2 weeks.
I know, and that's part of the reason why I look at this like... Eesh. You know, so the only scoring you're doing is on the ground, and you're not even doing much of that. And you're definitely not doing anything in the passing game. So, dude, if you're only hitting 50, quarterbacks do not hit 50%. Like, good quarterbacks don't hit 50% of their passes. They hit 60+. So he's not good right now.
Can I throw a stat out here quick?
Sure.
There's two players. There's three. Four players. That have more passing touchdowns than Trevor Lawrence.
And some of them aren't quarterbacks?
And yeah. I'm going to name them, and you tell me if you would have ever guessed that. Okay, quarterback number one that's got more touchdown passes than Trevor Lawrence.
Okay,
no, go ahead, but don't think of superstars.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Don't think of true ones. What?
Kyler Murray. He's not a superstar.
Nope.
He's got more, right?
He's a QB.
You mean a QB1?
No, I mean like... A quarterback. Okay, so let me just go this way. Ready?
Yeah, you go
ready?
Ahead, yeah.
The one quarterback is Levis from Tennessee. He's thrown more passing touchdowns than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has thrown more passing touchdowns than Trevor Lawrence.
That's a bit of a shocker.
Minshew.
He's
thrown more touchdown passes than Trevor Lawrence.
He had a good game last week.
Geno Smith, which I could see it anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has four more touchdown passes than Trevor Lawrence.
That's a lot. That's not
if
good.
If you look at the salary of the good. Players I just said.
I know it's only 2 weeks, but that's
but,
not good.
But look at the salary I said. So the salary of these players I just named versus what Trevor Lawrence is making.
Yeah, you mean they make less total than he makes in 1 year, right?
There's no excuse for Trevor Lawrence.
I hear what you're saying.
So I think I'm totally with you on that, but I think it's both.
Yeah,
I think the coaching needs to be a little better on this one too.
Yeah, so which is weird because their coach is an ex-quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you teaching this guy?
Is it a quarterback coach?
No, I mean, okay, I don't know who the quarterback coach
is. I don't think it's the confidence in him.
I know they have position coaches for everything. But my point is, the head coach had to be one of the reasons why he's even as good as he is, because he's an ex-quarterback. He's the mind of that offense. So what happened to this kid? Like, something's just not right.
And
I don't know if he's... Maybe he supposedly he was injured last year. Maybe he's not healthy. Maybe they're not telling you something. I don't know, but
it's not the confidence. He doesn't look right. It's not the confidence in him because he's a confident quarterback.
Well, he's just confident by nature.
That's what I mean. Like he looks like he's a. I don't think it's that because I remember, and you know what? I might throw and I apologize. I might throw a lot of Dolphin references, but when Tua was under Flores,
he's sorry.
No, but when Tua was under Flores, there was zero confidence in that kid. Zero.
Yeah, and it's been documented.
And then when they got a new coach, the confidence came. So you can see that. And another good example is Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. And you can see as he went, like, it was really rough for him in Carolina.
Yeah.
Really rough for him in Carolina.
Yeah, horrible, actually.
And then when he came to Tampa, he's kind of in his...
And he had his little short stint with the Rams. Do you remember that one?
And he has his good... He's got this good thing going on in Tampa
He's got a little bit of mojo going on.
Exactly. So
Bay,
I think... And I'm going to also throw in Bryce Young in that mix.
Yeah, poor guy.
Who knows? What if Bryce Young went to Tennessee? I don't think Levi's whatever his name is, a great quarterback.
Yeah, but he's also super young, so you don't know what you're going
to
get.
But I mean, like, who knows with these guys, right? Yeah. I mean, sometimes it needs a culture change.
It's definitely a change in your postal code a lot of or zip code.
Zip codes can change
everything, right?
But I think to your point, I don't think that's the issue with Trevor Lawrence.
No, there's something fundamentally wrong with him.
If you put Trevor Lawrence on a team like the Miami Dolphins, he has Tyreek Hill and Waddle and OBJ coming. Do you think he's still, is he better?
I don't know. All I'm going to say is, like, you know, if you were to pick a suicide league and you'd be like, if you're down to the last wire of teams you could pick, could you see Jacksonville upsetting the Bills?
No. I don't see them winning on Monday night. Do you?
No, I don't.
No way. I would love to see them win.
But I hope it happens.
Yeah, but I don't see it. Unless there's a miracle.
I know. And the only reason why I say I hope it happens is because, like, that's the beauty of the NFL. It's like, you know.
Anything happen.
Any given day of the week.
Any given Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah, like, there'll be those games in the future. Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Yeah, Friday night games.
But I mean, I feel for the kid because I do like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
But I just feel like something's amiss, and I can't put my finger on it. And I mean, hopefully they can.
And he's been in the league a while now.
Yeah, he's a veteran now. Like, he has no excuse. He's making the big bucks.
Big bucks.
Like, yeah, hopefully
they got weapons for him. They got a decent team. But I think beginning of the year, he came out and was like, we have the best team I could ever remember this year. I'm like, oh, yeah? Great. You're 0-2.
But they're always going to say that.
But I'm like, great. You're 0-2. Good job.
Yeah.
And potentially 0-3.
Yeah.
Against the Bills.
Yeah, there's some good teams that got to figure it out quickly.
I mean, you're 0-2.
But are they good? Are they even a good team? Like, they certainly looked like it early season last year, and then they fell apart. And whether it derailed them because of injuries or whatever, like, that can happen to teams. I get it. But this year, coming out the way they are, and just last little thing with
points. The Jags. But no points.
Yeah, like, he's just
13 against the Browns. Yeah. 17 against the Dolphins. You got the Bills. Then they got the Texans after the Bills. Yeah. So can Jacksonville go 0-4?
I don't think they will, to be honest.
So they'll beat the Bills or Houston.
The only reason why, I do think something's going to happen. I do. I don't think they're going to go 0-4. You know why? It's because even though they're 0-2, they were in both those games.
But then they got, October, they got Indy, they got the Bears, they got the Patriots, then the Packers. So potentially, even if they went 0-4, they could be 500 before November.
I know, the schedules are weird that way.
But their November, listen to their November. Eagles, Vikings, Lions. Then they go.
Who knows what those teams will be by then?
Well, I think the Vikings, but the Eagles and Lions, you can't take them out of the mix.
Yeah, the Vikings to me are pretenders.
You can't take the Eagles and the Lions out of the mix yet.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I still think that the cream of the crop that we thought to begin the season will kind of come to the top again. I just think there's obviously always a few surprises. You know, what team you didn't think was going to be there this year is there. You know, and the Saints are kind of looking like one of those teams. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that, but I kind of what they did to Dallas. I'm sorry, like,
you have to give them the respect.
Like, they were for real.
You have to give them the respect for these first 2 weeks. You have to, for the points they put up.
But I mean, I'm talking about let's go to week 10, a team that will be there, that's 2-0 now, or like made a good start to the season, isn't going to be there in the end. The Saints, I feel like, they are going to be a good team, and the Super Bowl is in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, is it really? I know that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
okay. So this weekend, who are you watching? Who are you watching this weekend?
Well, I'll be watching.
Why don't we go by times?
Not even biased. So, the Cowboys, Ravens. Who wouldn't watch that game?
So what are you watching for the 1 o'clock game?
What's the
1 o'clock game? You got the Dolphins in Seattle, which I'm watching, not because I'm a fan, obviously, but I also want to see who shows up for Miami.
That's an important game it for is. Miami. Yeah.
So who shows up? Your QB1's down. Their next
defense,
man up.
Their defense better show up.
The defense. You paid Jalen Ramsey the money you've paid him.
Yep. And Phillips has got to get going.
He called himself out, too. Did you see his Instagram post? He called himself out big time.
Oh, good for him.
And he came off a big surgery. Big injury, though. Achilles is a big injury.
The biggest.
Huge, right? But he looked good.
One of the biggest injuries you come back from.
So to me, I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at Miami as defense has to show up number one. and your running game has to be there. They had no running game against Buffalo.
Yeah, so it's going to be a close game, you feel, but yes. You feel the Dolphins can pull that one out.
It's interesting. I want to see how you rally around your QB.
So early
this
on.
This is the heart of the team now.
Yeah.
Rally around the QB. Okay? So I'm watching that game. I'm not watching Denver and Tampa.
No, I'm not going to watch that.
I'm not watching Houston, Minnesota.
Yeah, I might watch 2 minutes
now. Yeah, I'm not definitely not watching the Chargers and the Steelers.
That'd be, you know, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Eagles and Saints. Eagles and Saints I'm looking at.
Well, Eagles and Saints for sure.
Right?
I truly do feel like that the Eagles are going to win that game.
I'm not watching the Giants and the Browns. I think this will be a great game. I think this will be Watson's best game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to have a good game with Cooper, I believe, in that one.
Four 20 games, I'm watching Baltimore and Dallas.
Yeah, a lot of people watch that one. I'll watch that one.
And I'm actually interested in the last two games. I'm actually interested in the Lions and Arizona.
100% want to see what happens there. And see if one team is what I thought they were and the other team is real.
Exactly. And the night game is the Falcons and the Chiefs. Can the Falcons ride this wave of a comeback victory? And they're at home. They got the pieces. They do have the pieces. They do.
Actually, I think Atlanta is a decent team.
They're a great team.
The
spread's not big, by the way. It's only 3 for KC. So they're giving respect to Atlanta.
Oh, they are, yes.
But Casey's got a ton of injuries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got Kareem Hunt coming back at running back.
Yeah, I think the Steel kid will have a pretty good game.
Steel, yeah, they're going to lean on him more.
Yeah, they will. But they also have, what's his name? Remember Perrine?
Oh, they got, yeah.
He's there too. Right? And it's Patrick Mahomes.
And you got that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Monday Nighter, Jacksonville and Buffalo.
I just feel like.
They're giving way more respect to Jacksonville than I would.
Really?
They give them 5. The spread's 5.
That's it, eh?
I would have. Buffalo at home on a Monday night, the spread's 5.
Yeah, as much as I want Jacksonville, and I know weird things happen in the NFL, and I know that would be a stage where they would want to, like, you know, play an opponent like Buffalo to show up. But I feel like Buffalo wins by more than a touchdown.
Me too. Way more. I think way more. Buffalo at home. And then the last, do you know there was 2 Monday Nighters this week?
I did not know that.
Yeah. The Bengals in Washington.
Oh, wow. So
unless you live in Ohio, nobody's watching that game.
Games going on at the same time. Well, the Commanders are, as one guy put it, they're a really good college team.
But, I mean, what, they're giving a lot of respect to Cincinnati, 7.5.
Yeah, well, I think considering what Cincinnati did last week had a lot to do with it against Kansas City. So I think that them being favored by 7.5 is like.
I see it.
I can see that easily.
I can see it.
Easily.
And they want this game.
Yeah.
These are the games that turns you around as a team. Yep. Nail biter against KC. Should have won that game. A lot of like, what ifs. Too bad, you know, that call should never happen. We should have done this. You walk into Washington's coming into Cincy. Not a great team.
Right.
This is the team. This is the game for you to put the points up, to get gelled, to get momentum, to get, like, you know what I mean? Trust the players you have on your team.
Yep.
Run the ball good. Do all that.
Yeah.
This is the game.
Yeah. And getting Higgins back and all
exactly.
that.
Yeah. This is the game. Deal, yeah. Yeah. Burrow has to have a good game, big game, 300-400-yard game. You know what I mean? It's going to be like big game, right, for them?
I think he shows up big time in that game.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think this is the game for them. And you almost have to. That's like, that was my point with the Browns against the Giants. Watson, this has to be his game.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting no better
opponent
than the Giants to make you go.
Yeah, and then
because he got better last game. He was way better.
Yeah, but I mean, but the thing with Watson too, I mean, he's used to allegations against him, so it should be no excuse for him, right? He should just be able to play.
Yeah, there's a few.
But I think Amari Cooper is going to have a big game in that one.
So I think there's a lot of good games.
Yep.
A lot of good games to watch.
Joe, looking forward to it, man.
Me too.
Should be exciting.
Burger on the grill, beer in the hand, and football.
Yeah, a little bit of barbecuing for sure. Definitely beer.
Yeah, definitely beer.
All right.
All right. And saying that,
talk to you next week.